Hello and welcome to the Magic Life podcast. And today I'm sitting down with Heidi. And this is the second time of doing it because the first time there was a lot of building work going on outside and there was too much noise really. And it didn't come out very good. So I'm going to give you a brief recap of what happened last time. So we had a bit of background information from Heidi. Heidi grew up living with her nan and she went to school where she experienced some bullying and some other traumatic experiences. And after school, she went to college. Was it a college, Heidi?
Yeah.
And what did you do at college?
I did art and design and BTEC First Diploma Art and Design and BTEC First Diploma Hospitality and Catering.
Yeah, and you enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the art and design more than the hospitality and catering.
Why did you enjoy that more?
Because that's more me. Mm-hmm. I was kind of forced into doing hospitality and catering through my dad because my dad was a chef at the time. Mm-hmm. So he was like, he wanted me to follow in his footsteps, but that wasn't really me, but yeah.
And then from after university, you went into the workplace, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you had about 3 or 4 jobs, I think.
Yeah.
Various different types of jobs. And then your grandmother passed away.
Yeah.
And that was sort of the spiral of your sort of mental health journey.
Yeah.
And you just felt really strange. Is that right? Give me a little bit of, let's recap on not the moment your nan died, but immediately afterwards. How long was it after your nan died, do you think, that you started experiencing sort of issues?
Within three months.
And how did they sort of start for you?
First off, just didn't feel myself, didn't feel like the normal bubbly Heidi that used to go around and go, oh, hi, everybody, how's everybody, blah, blah. That was used to be me. And then this one day I just woke up, didn't feel like me at all. And then I thought, oh, just having an off day. People have off days. So I just carried on my normal day. I was going out with my auntie and uncle at the time. We went into Eastleigh where I lived, went in and had a drink, went around a few of the shops. Used to get spoilt by them nearly every Saturday, which was really nice. And then went home, watched TV, had tea, watched more TV. Then they went to bed and then that was when everything went very badly wrong, very quickly. I experienced voices in my head to say that I was going to die, that I needed to die that night, to take all my insulin, which I had over 9,000 units of insulin in my fridge. I took it all, became very ill very quick. Within 30 minutes, I couldn't see where I was at all. To get around, I had to use my hands to feel around to find if it was a table, if it was a chair, or if it was a door where I was going. That was the only way I could manage to get around. I tried to get hold of my, at the time, boyfriend who lived downstairs because I was in flats at the time. And I messaged him to say, look, I need your help. I've unlocked the front door. Need you to get up here. I'm not feeling well at all. This is what I've done. You need to get up here. I didn't know till I came round when I was in hospital that he didn't actually come up. He apparently was ill. And it was my auntie who found me slumbered on the sofa. Tried to do my glucose gun, which is a needle full of glucose, which should help spike the sugars back up. But because of the extent of how much I took, it didn't touch at all. So 999 came and took me to Southampton General.
Mm. And you stayed there for a while, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And then when you left the hospital, you continued trying to take your life, right?
Yeah.
Now, did you ever get sectioned into a mental health hospital or just a normal hospital?
Yes, mental health. Yeah. 3 times within 3 years.
And how long was each stay there?
The first 2 stays were 4 days each. And then my recent one, which I was in before coming here, I was in for 8 and a bit months.
Mm-hmm. What was it like being in there, in that sort of place?
I hated it. Absolutely hated it. Yeah, I met new friends. Like, I met one resident that's currently here. I've met her through the mental health hospital, which is nice for me to have her here because it helped me to settle in a bit, knowing that I had already know somebody here, which was kind of helpful in a way. But yeah, it wasn't what I wanted for my life, basically. It was very hard because I wasn't in the community, which I love being in the community. I love being around people. I'm a very people person. I think that's why I get on quite well with people. When I know I get on with them, I can, you know, I make friends quite quick.
So you've now left hospital.
Yeah.
And when you left from hospital, did you come straight to Magic Life?
Straight here, yeah.
Okay. And you were quite proud of the fact that you haven't really attempted anything silly since coming here.
Yeah.
And you feel that you've turned a corner.
Yeah.
What do you put that down to?
I think being able to be in the community again, but also to be able to do a lot more of what I want to do. Yeah, there are some restrictions, but I'm able to do more than what I was able to do at the mental health hospital, like go out every day if I wanted to, do more activities, do more things that I wanted to do. Like recently this weekend, I went to Toby Carvery. I also went to the cinema, which I wasn't able to do that in the mental health hospital. I wasn't able to just go, I'm going to do this today. I wasn't able to do that. So I think doing the activities that I love to do and putting it in place. So I've got a chart in my lounge where I've put down what I want to do every day of the week, which sometimes gets changed, just depends on how I feel on that day. I also include walks as well. Depends on the weather. If it's pouring with rain, then it might get changed, but sometimes I like the rain, so it just depends on how I feel. And then also I've just got some more diamond art, which I totally love, so I can't wait to start getting into that again.
Give me some of the challenges that you think you face on a daily basis.
My mood. Because 1 minute I can be really happy, and then the next minute I can quickly change to being not happy, really grumpy, angry, and yeah.
And what skills have you learnt to try and cope with that?
So I like what's called fidget gadgets. So I've got a pop-in one, and then I've got one which I totally love. It's got a little ball in the middle, and I just fiddle with the ball and I move it from side to side. And that kind of takes me off of what I'm thinking in my head, because I'm thinking, I'm going left. Now I'm going right. And then it's also, I'm using my hands, so I can't do anything stupid because I've got something already in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taking that focus off what my mind's thinking. And it really helps quite quick with me.
Mm.
So, yeah, I find that really good. Sometimes just watching TV or sometimes just going in my room. I find sometimes just going in my room, just listening to the noise outside just helps. And it just takes me away from, as I've said, what's going on in my mind.
And how do staff help you when you're in those, in that sort of mode, or in that, when you feel like you're going down a bit?
They ask me how I am, and they check on me. If I go in my room, they check on me regularly.
Mm.
And then I find it hard sometimes expressing how I'm feeling. But then there are particular staff members that I feel I can say kind of straight away, oh, I'm feeling this. I find some of the staff members I can go straight away to, and then there's some that I'm like, I kind of hide it in.
Yeah, I suppose it's natural to bond with some people more than others, isn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose that's only natural. You can't get on with everyone, can you?
No.
Or you're going to have a better bond with some, you know, someone than someone else. So looking towards the future, what excites you about the future?
I've got an audition later this year for Britain's Got Talent, which, yeah, it's going to be exciting. Never know, I might be on the telly this time next year, which would be very weird. Instead of me watching it from home, I might be actually on TV, which would be very strange. But yeah, the future, I hope that I want to try and reach my dream goal, which I've always had since probably when I was young, which is musical theatre. Really love my musical theatre. I love it. I've fallen in total love with it. And I do karaoke here. And every time I do karaoke, it's always musical theatre. Some little bit of pop as well, but a lot of musical theatre because that's my go-to songs. And that helps me when I'm in a low mood as well, as listening to musical theatre. There's a radio station that does 24/7 musical songs, and that's Heart. It's Heart Musicals. So I've got that on my phone. So if I ever have a low day, I just stick it on, put my headphones on, and I just listen. And I think, oh, that's good. That's just what I need. So yeah, listening to musical theatre is really good for me as well.
Last time we spoke, you said you started a YouTube channel.
Yes.
Have you had any more viewers of it?
I now have 56 views of my first video, my second video 11, and my recent one 6 views. So yeah, I'm not doing too bad.
So you gave me the address to it. It was an at address or something like that. But I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. So what's the name of the channel?
Probably just put Heidi Jones in, probably. And then I know the staff here knows it. So if you do have any problems, just ask one of the staff here, because Louisa, the manager's seen it. So, yeah, she'll know how to find it. So if you ever do get stuck.
And what sort of content do you put on now?
It's all singing. So I've done, it's mainly musical theatre. So I've done Memories from Cats. I've done The Wizard and I from Wicked. And I've done one Eurovision Song Contest song, which was Rise Like a Phoenix. Yeah, they're good belting ones.
So how do you record it?
I literally get a memorist, one of my support workers, to record me singing it. I do the karaoke version, so it's just me singing the song.
And you sort of put it on the TV to play or yeah, on the radio?
On the TV. Mm-hmm. And then because I'm quite good at remembering the lyrics because I sing these songs so many times that now it just sticks in my head.
Last time we had a chat, we spoke about goals and confidence.
Yeah.
And set you a goal, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
What goal did I set you?
You set me a walking goal.
What is that? Tell me about it.
To walk from here for 18 miles?
Yeah, about
19 miles from Cheshunt, from where we currently are.
Yeah.
In November. And I will tell you, I've done 3 whole days of walking.
Okay.
And I've walked a lot. Because I've been from one hospital to another hospital. I had to go all the way down the hospital, all the way round. I've done shopping. Yeah, so I've been non-stop walking for the last 3 days. So at the moment, I'm just resting my legs. So I'm like having 3 days, have 3 days off, do another 3 days, 3 days off. So yeah, I find that's...
I made you a...
A map.
A map, didn't I?
And a chart of the miles
that you need to be walking a week. Yeah. So that was last week. So you pretty much done this week, haven't you? Or the last week, you covered that. You must have done more than a mile. I think the next week is 2 miles.
Yeah, I can easily do that because I worked out I've already done previously 1.5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need to go 0.5 miles.
So it's the 5 more. Miles within the week. It's not one walk. It's just an accumulation of miles within that week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And how are you recording it? Did you get any apps to record it?
I did, but I haven't set it up
yet. All right. Okay. We need to set you that up so you can track your mileage.
Yeah.
See how far you're walking.
I can get support helping with that.
Yeah. It's easy.
Yeah.
So the goal is build up your walking.
Yeah.
And then in your November, which is your birthday, I believe. Yeah. We're going to attempt to walk from here to Limehouse Basin.
Yeah.
Following the River Lea footpath.
Yeah.
And take breaks along the way.
Yeah.
So it's not like 19 miles in one go.
Yeah.
But it's going to be maybe like 5, 5, 5, 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was 4 fives. But anyway, and then get to Limehouse Basin. Do you think you're going to do it?
I'm going to give it a go. I'm up for a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I never not do a challenge. When I plan to do a challenge, I try my hardest. Everybody knows that.
What other challenges have you set yourself for the coming year? Not everyone has a challenge. You don't have to have one.
I'm not quite sure if it's going to be this year. Possibly be next year, which is to walk on the O2.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
For Southampton General to raise money for them, because I certainly would not be here today if it wasn't for them.
Maybe you could do the walk, combine the walk to Limehouse Basin and raise money for that.
Yep.
We could get you a GoFundMe page.
Yep.
And for every mile that you walk, someone can donate you a certain amount of money.
Yep. And I'm hoping that I'm going to try and get a selfie stick and I'm hoping to go live during the walk.
Okay.
Post on YouTube.
All right. That's a good idea.
So people can see that I'm doing it as well so that they know and that it goes live and people can see me actually properly doing it.
All right. We'll do that. So I can follow your channel. Why don't you join... subscribe to the Magic Life channel.
Yep.
And post a comment on any of the videos.
Yep.
Magic Life YouTube channel.
Yep.
Just post a comment and then I can see it, you see, and I can then follow you back.
Yep, that's fine.
Or I'll try and get your address and follow you because I want to see what your video is about. Do you do any other content or is it just singing? Would you consider doing more?
At the moment it's
more?
Singing, but I'm thinking about doing one about diabetes because I don't think a lot of people out there know how hard it is to live with diabetes because I'm type 1 diabetic And it is really hard. It is hard to live with that. It is a challenge every day that I go through. And it can be life-threatening, very life-threatening. So, I'm thinking about doing one on diabetes and helping people out there that maybe are just being diagnosed with it, or they know somebody that's got it and want to know a bit more about diabetes, and especially the type that I've got.
Is your do you have any other goals about trying to live independently in the near future or the future?
Oh God, yeah, I want to live independently and hopefully go back to Hampshire, where I've come from, and yeah.
What else do you think you'd like to achieve?
I would love to be in the West End.
So you want to be an actress on stage?
Yeah.
Is that your ultimate dream?
Yes. Either that or on a cruise, like Disney cruises.
And being on the stage there?
Yeah.
To all the holiday makers?
Yes. And it make memories for them that they'll always remember forever.
That's nice. That's nice. So I think we sort of went over quite a lot of the stuff. I think, is there anything else that you want people to know about you?
No, just that, you know, I would always say to people now that if you're going to struggle with mental health, you will get to your lowest of lows. But you will come out of it. You will. You just need to find that help and that support. When you get it, grab it with both hands and accept the help. Because I know if I did not do that, I certainly wouldn't be where I am now. And I know now that accepting the help that I've accepted now is going to do me better. It's going to give me a better future than what I thought 3 years ago. So, yeah, people just grab it with both hands and accept the help. And it will help. It will certainly help.
Good.
Never be alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope Magic Life supports you in your journey to be, you know, independent and a top West End star and a YouTube star and a walking marathon God, S. I think you would definitely get there.
Yeah.
You got to plan it, though. You got to actually execute.
Yeah.
For some people, I'm not saying this is you, but a lot of people have dreams.
Yeah.
But they don't execute the dreams.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a fear of failing.
Yeah.
They don't even try. So I think building the confidence up to, you know, see those dreams out, You have to do it slowly, you know.
Yeah.
I've often spoken to, you know, friends and family and people like yourself, and they set big challenges. And some of these challenges are very, very big. And then when they fail, they're only failing because the challenge in itself was too big. So, like, these little steps, that's why I built you that walking plan.
Yeah.
Because it breaks it down into chunks. And
yeah,
as you achieve that weekly goal of maybe 5 miles or whatever it is that week, 3 miles, I think we went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and so on.
Yeah.
When you achieve that goal of that week, like you've done it this last week.
Yeah.
Now this week, I hope you're going to do 2.
Yeah.
And not just a consequence of you adding up the walks from, well, I went to the shops and I went to this place or that place. You actually got dressed and went for a walk to achieve the walk.
Yeah.
So you have that mindset in place that maybe once or twice a week you're actually going to get up and do a walk for the purpose of the walk.
Yeah.
You'll start ticking them off.
Yeah.
And as you tick them off, you went, I've done that one. I've got to do next week's one. And then once you've done that, it motivates you to keep on going.
Yeah.
So it's breaking these little goals, the big goal into little goals.
Yeah.
And then you finally get to where you were going. But it takes consistency.
Yeah.
So
as I've always said, it's baby steps.
Yeah. And I hope you, I'll call up on you.
Yeah.
I want to check you out. Yeah. All right. And I want maybe you to even do your YouTube video about your walks.
Yeah.
Use your phone and record yourself as you're walking, saying like the Heidi challenge to walk 19 miles by November.
Yeah.
And record your journey and share it.
Yeah.
And, you know, be a beacon of light to other people like yourself who have got diabetes and some mental health challenges.
Yeah.
Which I think you're sort of overcome near enough. I mean, you're going to have your ups and downs.
Oh, God, yeah.
So I'd love to see you do that, and then I can take some of the credit for it. See, I'll have my little goal ticked off.
There we are. We're both helping each other.
There you go.
So it's about teamwork. There's never an I in team.
Yeah, and I look forward to watching your videos on your walk. Cool. Oh, I don't want to do this today, but I've got to do it because you know it's a great achievement. You know,
it is. Yeah,
I struggle with it. I do walks most days. You know, purposeful walks. I mean, I actually get up to go and do a walk. And last week I did a few, but this weekend, the weather wasn't great and, you know, got sidetracked and didn't end up doing it. So tonight I've got to go out for a walk. But now, am I finding excuses? Look, it's raining, it's dark, it's miserable.
But no, go.
I think I've got to go, haven't I?
Yeah.
I've been preaching to you. I've got to take my own medicine and go and do it.
Yeah.
So, podcast near enough done then.
Yep.
Anything else you want to say?
Nope.
Happy?
Yes.
All right. We'll do another one and catch up on your progress on your walking and your YouTube channel.
Yep.
Yeah. And hopefully you'll be completely incident free. You're incident free for nearly what? 3 weeks?
It's been 3 weeks now.
How do you feel about that?
Brilliant. Really, really happy.
What do incidents mean to you? Are incidents where you try and harm yourself or you had an argument or lashed out? What's an incident?
My main incidents is self-harming myself.
And the other incidents are?
Sometimes being angry with staff.
Yeah. Are you angry with people outside of Magic Life? In shops or in the street?
Not really. I have been sometimes angry with hospital staff and paramedics. But yeah, I've been incident free for 3 weeks now, which I'm really happy with. And I'm planning each month to do different things. So in June, I'm going 2 times back to home to visit for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got one, which is just before my nan's birthday, and I'm going up to her grave. I've made her a flower wreath, which I made over the weekend, which is going to go up on her grave. So that would be lovely because when you buy flowers, they die so quick. So these are artificial ones and they'll stay there forever. So my nan can look down and think, oh, my granddaughter done that for me. She loves me so much. So, yeah. And then my auntie and uncle are doing a stall at my old school, my old primary school. So I'm going to go back to my old primary school and support them and support my primary school. And then I'm also going to, on that day, do a divert and have a look at my old house because it's been refurbished from when we sold it. So I'm going to go past and have a little bit of a nosy to see what it looks like now because I know it's not going to look like anything I know it as it used to be. So it'd be quite interesting to see what the builder's done to it.
All right, Heidi. Thanks very much for joining me on the Magic Life podcast. And I look forward to chatting to you next time.
Thank you, Jay.